Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha is not limited to anyone. In fact, he is the Imam and the Sultan of the whole humanity.
Family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Ahlul Bayt, are mentioned in the Noble Quran, and they are people that we have to revere and respect deeply. It has nothing to do with Shias or Sunnis. It is for all sincere Muslims. I had the honor of visiting his shrine several years ago, and I must admit that it was a very moving experience.
And when we look into his life and we see how he served all of humanity, we learn that he was indeed a light in the time of darkness.
When I entered the haram, it's very difficult to describe. One feels overawed by the ambience of that place. And of course, you know, ultimately one makes one's way to the inner sanctuary where his mazar is located. It's a very, very moving experience. I spent many hours over there, and in fact I was there, I offered my Maghrib Salat and my Isha Salat, and there were literally tens of thousands of people. One makes a lot of du'as, which I did, and the people that I saw around me, it was a truly inspirational moment. I went for Hajj the first time, and I glanced at the Kaaba. The feeling of awe and inspiration that had come over me was very similar to the experience that I had in the Haram of Imam Raza alayhi salam.
Ya Imam, we ask that you shower your blessings upon us, and that you be pleased with us, and that you empower us, and you give us from your anwar that you took from Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Ameen.
I would again pray to Allah and to seek the wasila of Imam Raza alayhi salam to bring about unity in the lives of Muslims. Imam Raza alayhi salam resides in my heart, not only in my mind but also in my heart, and he will inshallah continue to do so.
We ask Imam, our Imam, to, through the treasures that he has been given from Allah Ta'ala and through Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we ask that he gives us his, from his blessings and from his asrar and from his anwar, that he illuminates us and that he envelopes us with his lutf and with his karam, and we ask that he grants us the opportunity to be with him and be, you know, at his maqam inshaAllah ta'ala. Ameen.